From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The economic figures for the third quarter show that the economy grew at an annual rate of 7.2%. That's the fastest growth we've had in nearly 20 years. Exports are expanding, investment is rising, housing construction is growing. The tax relief we passed is working.
I say to the President, Mr. President, on your watch, we have lost more than 3.2 million private sector jobs. You have the worst record of job performance since Herbert Hoover. Mr. President, where are the jobs?
It's a moonscape back up there. It looks like a nuclear war, and there's homes standing in the middle of nothing.
There's a lot of our friends. We've got at least 10 personal friends that have lost their houses. I mean, this is a close-knit community, and we all stand together, and we've raised our kids here, and we've been through Little League together, and it's going to be tough.
I don't think that the fire victims right now and the fire that anyone that cares about Democrats or Republicans, I think what is important right now is that we all work together, that Democrats and Republicans alike work together to help California. That's the key thing here.
They are targeting the Iraqi police because we are working with the Americans. And as Ramadan starts, we are in a worse position because people hate us and they have for a long time been threatening us.
The more progress we make on the ground, the more free the Iraqi become, the more electricity is available, the more jobs are available, the more kids that are going to school, the more desperate these killers become because they can't stand the thought of a free society. They hate freedom.
If this is progress, I don't know how much more progress we can take. I would also say that there is a growing credibility gap between what is said and what is being done.